Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Thanks for being here today. As we got a lot of great guests coming up, too. Brett Eagleston this hour, Wilfred Riley a little bit later in the show today, and new polling data, which I think you're going to appreciate the analysis that I will give you. Plus, more questions around Josh Shapiro and the sexual harassment lawsuit. We are streaming live on YouTube right now. And the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com is, did the Secret Service acting director do his job of covering his you-know-what and deflecting blame away from himself? So I mentioned to you earlier that these whistleblowers have come forward. A couple of other breaking news points, by the way. The sentencing of Hunter Biden over the gun charges, shocking, has now been pushed to November after the election. It's only a matter of time until the federal trial on Hunter Biden's income tax evasion and all the financial crimes also gets pushed back to either after the election or doesn't happen at all because Joe Biden pardons him. That was the deal. The deal to get the old guy out of the race, your son goes free. Why? Because it implicates Joe Biden every step of the way. I've told you this. The Hunter Biden laptop was not about Hunter Biden's disgusting nudie pics. And they were. They were very, very disgusting. But who among us does not have a picture of us naked doing cocaine off a Russian prostitute? So I'm certainly not going to judge or cast the first stone. All I'm saying is that's not enough to get 51 former national security officials to all come out and put out that letter. No, that was to cover up for Joe Biden's financial crimes. And it's all, it would have come out because that's the leverage that Barack Obama had on him. Leverage Obama had on him was, look, you were there. I was president. You were vice president. I know all about what you did with Ukraine. Yeah, I let it happen. Yeah, I'm corrupt too, but you got nothing on me now. I got the goods on you. Get out of the race or all this comes out. Your legacy is destroyed. And worse, you could face some real potential criminal or maybe IRS issues. And then Joe Biden, miraculously, after defying everybody and saying he's not going anywhere, drops out of the race. Exactly like I told you. The debate was a setup in June. We know that now. I said that on Fox News 3 days before the debate. I said, why are we doing a debate in June? It's a setup to show everybody how bad Joe Biden is so they can make a change. Well, that change was officially confirmed today by the Democrat National Committee as they did a virtual call nominating Kamala Harris, who received a total of zero votes in any of the primaries. But democracy's on the ballot, and democracy dies in darkness, you know. So anyway, I would not be surprised if we find out very soon that the criminal trial of Hunter Biden, the big one, not the gun one, the gun one was never the big one, if that is also delayed until after the election or just never happens, and then Joe Biden pardons him at some point, whether it's his last day in office, whether it's tomorrow, during the show today. I mean, who knows? But it's going to happen, obviously. It has to happen. They can't. That's part of the deal, to get the old codger out of the race, to get the vegetable off the stage. All right, so that's breaking news. There's other breaking news, too, and that is that a New York court is fighting back on Donald Trump and the gag order. So remember how the gag order against the former president was supposed to be lifted after he was found guilty by a trial? And because of that fact, the former president should be able to go out there and speak. Well, a higher court in New York just turned around and said, not so fast, and they're putting a stay on that. They're not going to let Donald Trump speak about the charges against him in the state of New York. So as Eli Lake put it actually on X, tell me how that's not election interference. Of course it's election interference. No question about it. 100% it is. And that is outrageous. But there's another thing, too, and Julie Kelly tweeted this out earlier today, and that is that Julie Kelly points out that Judge Chutkin in D.C. made an interesting ruling I will tell you about in just a few moments. So there's breaking news all over the place on a Friday, and stocks dive on this week jobs report. There's fears of a recession right now. Not good for the Democrats going into an election where I still believe the biggest issue by far, bar none, is the economy stupid. It is absolutely that. Borders are close second. World War III is a close third. But still the economy being number one. But let's back up for a second to the Secret Service director, the acting director, who came out and had a press conference earlier today. So he was asked a question, and I share with you the whole story. Senator Josh Hawley now saying that there's these whistleblowers that have come forward, and these whistleblowers have said, you, Ronald Rowe, you're the guy. You're the guy who's responsible here because you cut back on the counter-surveillance people. You denied requests for additional coverage, all these things. So he was asked a question about whistleblower testimony. Take a listen.
Just a quick question. There's a report that a whistleblower has alleged that you personally directed cuts to the counter-surveillance division, which led to the threat assessments team failing to perform its duties that it typically would before the Butler rally. Is that accurate? Is that allegation accurate?
So I've become aware of this. We got a congressional letter on it. What I can tell you is that the counter-surveillance division, they do a fantastic job. They have a very specific mission set. A lot of that mission set is here in the National Capital Region, focused on permanent protective sites. But they do go out and they support, when requested, they go out and support former details. I know that there's been allegations that that I personally cut or that I, that I denied requests. The Counter-Surveillance Division has been out there supporting the former president's detail at some very high-profile events. They continue to provide that support, and they're out there providing support right now. We're going to respond to the letter that we received, and we'll be sure to make that. I'm sure they will. We'll be able to share that response when the committee says it's okay to respond.
Huh? This is entirely why he had the press conference today. It was a cover your butt moment. Cover your butt. It's a Friday afternoon in August. That's why you do these things. You want to try to control the news cycle going into the weekend. And everybody now in the corporate media, of course, is turning around going, wow, accountability. Look at the accountability this guy's taking, this Ronald Rowe. Ronald Rowe is taking accountability because he's the guy who needs to be held accountable. So it's fake accountability. It's why he also started by coming out and saying, hey, you know, we're not trying to throw our law enforcement partners under the bus, our local law enforcement partners. Dude, you exactly tried to do that very thing for 2 weeks. For 2 weeks, they all pushed back. Pennsylvania State Police pushed back. Beaver County pushed back. Butler PD pushed back. They all pushed back. Now, he deflected today when he was asked about the lack of drones used at the rally. Again, we talked earlier in the week about why didn't somebody just go to Best Buy and buy a drone? They're not that expensive. And there's a Best Buy 20 minutes from the event site. So you could have got one. And I'm just saying, drones are not that expensive. They're very useful. They're very helpful. I think if you had asked all of us on July 13th, do you think the Secret Service uses drones to monitor outdoor events where you've got lots of trees and buildings and big open fields? The answer would have been yes. I mean, snipers can take people out from what, a mile, 2 miles away? Of course you would think that they would be using drones. Why wouldn't they be using drones? I mean, they've got local law enforcement using drones now to monitor crowds at freaking football games. Why would you not use a drone at a presidential rally? Of course, the answer would be you would. So I think everybody would have just automatically assumed that. I would have assumed that. I would have assumed that because how many times now do we see signs that say, you know, drone, you know, you can't fly drones here. You're not allowed to fly drones and all these other things. But you also see signs that say local law enforcement is using drones. And you hear stories about that all the time. And they've got drones. We had an issue on the show. I think we talked about this maybe a couple months ago, where in New York, people were upset because the NYPD was flying drones over people's private backyards. And I said, I got a problem with that. If you don't have a warrant, you can't just, the government can't just start flying drones over your yard and your house. But I would have assumed, though, that they would use a drone at an outdoor event with a presidential candidate who happens to be a former president in a very large field out in the open where you have buildings that are left unguarded. Take a listen.
To follow up quickly on that question of the 100, sorry, to clarify on the 100 calls that you got roughly that day, I understand a lot of them were heat related. How many specifically were suspicious people? Was this the only call, the eventual shooter, that was a suspicious character? And then also, just can you clarify, did you guys have a drone on site? Did you try to use it? And if not, like, why did you not use the locals' offer of a drone?
Sure. So as I understand it now, based on the information I have, there were other calls of suspicious individuals. And your other question was about drones?
Drones.
Yeah.
What was the reason you couldn't use it, and then also there was an offer from the local of somebody having a drone.
Right. So we did not have a drone on site. We did not put a drone up. Based on the information I have right now, I am aware that there was a request from a local agency to offer to fly a drone on that day, and that is also part of the mission assurance review that I've asked to get some better insight in. One of the other changes that I implemented when I became the acting director is we are now going to leverage the use of unmanned aerial systems at sites now.
Whoa.
So we are putting those assets out. And,
wow.
You know, we should have had better line of sight on some of those high ground concerns. We thought we might have had it covered with the human eye, but clearly we are going to change our approach now, and we are going to leverage technology and put those unmanned aerial systems up.
Imagine that, huh? We're gonna leverage technology, and we're gonna put those unmanned systems up. Welcome to the party, pal. That is really amazing that you're gonna use drones that kids have been flying now for years. It's remarkable to me that this is their big discovery. Here's a little bit more of the acting Secret Service director. And again, he came on today about 2 o'clock and he went out there and he gave this whole big thing. And I just want to play this clip again about not throwing local law enforcement under the bus, because they tried this. You know, they tried this. It was the PA State Police fault. It was the Butler PD. It was Beaver County Emergency Management. And eventually now they were forced to come out. And as all these local law enforcement entities pushed back and said, don't blame us. This is the Secret Service. We follow their rules. This is their event. We were there to help. We were there as a law enforcement partner. We were there to assist, but we took their direction. And no, they never told us to put counter snipers up there. And no, they didn't tell us to do this. In fact, we told them certain things and they ignored us. But this is what he said to that part. Take a listen.
In no way should any state or local agency supporting us in Butler on July 13th be held responsible for a Secret Service failure. Typically, the Secret Service refrains from commenting on ongoing investigations, But we know these are extraordinary circumstances. So please understand that the information provided today is based on what I know now to a degree of certainty. We will learn more as interviews are completed and further evidence is gathered and analyzed, and I will share more information as it becomes available. But I can say without a doubt that heroism was present that day. Secret Service agents rushed to the stage to shield the former president.
All right, stop it. Nobody's doubting the people that rushed to the stage. Listen, nobody's talking about that. Yeah, this is what it drives me crazy. It's like you try to criticize a federal law enforcement agency like this, and you have to do the gratuitous line of all the hardworking men and women in uniform. And but we know that. Nobody's questioning that. In fact, it annoys me that we ever have to quantify these things or qualify these things. We're talking about you, man. We're talking about you as the guy in charge. You're the one we're talking about, because whistleblowers have come forward to say that you kept more of those brave local law enforcement heroes from being there that day. And you're the guy who kept more of the counter-surveillance people from being on the site, being on the scene, and being able to help plan and coordinate these things. You did this. So, that bothers me. Matt, did you say there was another clip that you had of him that was added?
It was the same one that we already played.
Same one? Yeah. Okay, good. Let's go to, this is the shooter on the roof did not reach the Secret Service. All right? He claims that the radio call, this is the question about the radio call. Was there? Take a listen.
Do you have information in the 30 seconds after the gunman was confronted on the roof by a local law enforcement officer that there were local law enforcement trying to communicate with the Secret Service that there was someone on the roof with a gun and that transmission was the one that was missed?
Based on, you know, what the FBI, my colleague from the FBI testified the other day, and they are working on isolating some of those radio frequencies from the state and locals, that there was somebody who did in fact radio out that they had seen the individual with a weapon. What I can tell you is that piece of information, that vital piece of information, and by no fault of anyone, it was a very stressful situation. It did not make it over. Our detail, our counter snipers, everyone that was there that day were operating under the assumption and under the last bit of information they had received that there was an issue that the locals were working at the 3 o'clock. That's the bit of information that we had, not anything about a weapon.
This guy on a roof. Running on a roof line, and it was picked up by somebody's cell phone. Doesn't it make you think? Honestly, I mean, I know I've made this point before this week, and I'm going to keep making this point because if there were phones in Dallas when President Kennedy was shot, could you imagine how different the conversation would have gone? I mean, really, we all had to go with the Warren Commission's BS report, and or as Alan Dershowitz calls it, the Dulles report for Alan Dulles, the CIA director who basically controlled the entire process. We had one guy. We had the Zapruder film. That's it. We got to go. The whole record is based on that guy's handheld 8mm, whatever it was, camera back then. Now, the only reason we know there was a guy on a roof running back and forth that Thomas Crooks is because a man in the crowd with a cell phone behind Donald Trump took a video of it. He wasn't trying to. He was taking a picture of the former president. Happened to catch the guy. How many other of those stories have we heard? And doesn't it make you think, you know, when you think about the Kennedy assassination, for example, and you hear about people on the grassy knoll, you hear about second shooters, and you hear about all these other things, and how quickly the government dismissed all those things because there's no evidence. But it kind of reminds me in a lot of ways when that one video, for example, I know you've seen this, where you've got people and they're saying there's a guy on a roof, there's a guy on a roof. You can hear the crowd talking about this, like there's a guy on a roof. And they're trying to alert law enforcement. There's a guy on the roof. That's the kind of thing that makes me think that back in 1963, there were people like, there's a guy on the grassy knoll. There's a dude on the grass. There's two guys on the grassy knoll or whatever. You know what I mean? But there was no, they didn't have cameras. So it's easy for people to go, you know. It's like if there wasn't cell phone footage now, would we be having conversations about a guy on the roof? Probably not. Would we be having conversations about the fact that people in the crowd saw the guy up there and he was up there for maybe, 26 minutes, I think? I know that these times are all, none of it has been officially confirmed yet by the Secret Service, but let's just go with that. 26 minutes, the guy's up on a roof. And from the government's perspective, had it not been for just people with phones, none of this would be coming to light right now? Like, seriously? So, I know there's a hesitation to be called a conspiracy theorist. But at the very same time, don't you just think to yourself, the CIA still won't release all the files about JFK. They're still holding back on things. All these years later, it's still classified. They won't put it out there. And why not? And what happened if there were other people besides Abraham Zapruder who had a camera that day? Would we be having a much different conversation? Or would those cameras have been confiscated? Or because back then, that would have been the kind of thing that would have happened. You know, people would have had their cameras taken as government evidence. But nowadays, people didn't even know they had a video until they got home. So you have almost 100%, figure it's 100% of the people in attendance that day at Butler have a phone. And they're capturing all of this stuff. And it's not even like if they wanted to confiscate everybody's phones, they could, because they don't even know who's got what. So that's why a week later, 2 weeks later, all these other things turn around and you go, wait, I have this video. Look at this. I found on my phone of a guy on a roof. And you go, how is it that this dude in the crowd has it, but not the United States Secret Service? I mean, it's so mind-boggling in every single way. And this is why when you think about the whistleblowers and they come out and they say, we should have had more counter-surveillance people there that day. We should have had more people on the ground. We should have had more, you know, eyes in the sky, for example. The fact that we didn't have eyes in the sky, I'm amazed. And here's Roe going out there and going, I'm real proud of myself. We're going to have drones now. Oh, yeah, drones. Guess what else we're going to have soon? Guns. Yep, we're going to have guns. Secret Service is going to have guns. Very excited about it. And cars. Cars, too. Yeah, maybe even bullets one day. We're working on it. I don't want to get ahead of myself here. But these are all the big advances we're making in technology and protection. Like, what? I mean, the other thing, too, is that there's a podium that they have, which is a bulletproof podium that they use for the president of the United States of America, so that if there is gunfire, you get the guy and use the podium as a shield. And would somebody please ask the question, too, why do you have little people guarding a guy who's 6'4"? And as a person who's not particularly tall, I'm sorry, I'm allowed to ask that question. I don't really care. What are you doing? You know, what are you doing? Why are there not glass partitions on the stage that would be bulletproof glass that you use? All these other questions that I think a counter-surveillance division would have wanted. And I think you're going to find out there probably were requests for those things. Agents who are whistleblowers who come out and say, we thought they should have used the bulletproof podium. You know, if you look at the presidential podium, it looks very, you know, normal looking, but it's bulletproof for a reason. They have to duck the president down quickly. And if you look, there's typically bulletproof glass around. Why wasn't that there? I mean, it's not the kind of thing the campaign would be concerned about, because the campaign is assuming the Secret Service is going to take care of it. And it's not going to be the kind of thing the Butler PD is going to be concerned about, because the Butler PD, the Pennsylvania State Police, the Beaver County Emergency Management people, they're all believing the Secret Service has got all that figured out. I mean, every time you've ever been involved in a presidential event, and I've been involved in a few of them over the years, everything security involved, you just defer to the Secret Service. You find out your role in things. Local law enforcement's there to help. The campaign's there to help to a degree. But Secret Service is in charge. It's their show. And for weeks now, we have them pretending like, oh, no, listen, Beaver County really screwed this one up. Like, stop it already. Stop it. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. So the market today, the Dow is getting crushed. Bad day. Bad, bad day. What's the impact of this going to be on the presidential election, as the unemployment rate now not looking good? I'm telling you, the economy is still the number one issue. No question about it, as we continue along the show here today, which is why I have some good news for you. And the good news is that when it comes to if you are looking to do any home improvements, my friends at Emmons are offering you 10% off. That's right. 10% off roofing, siding, Anderson windows, doors, and so much more, because this economy is very, very tough. So when it comes to your home, protection, peace of mind are paramount. So whether it's a durable, lifetime-warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows, that blend functionality with style. My friends Stephanie and Matt from Emmons will take great care of you. And with 10% off because of their inflation relief discount, it's a no-brainer. Reach out to them today by calling 856-885-6677 or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. I've used Emmons for every single product in my home. In fact, next Friday, they're going to be here installing a new door for me, too. It's a new kitchen door that we have, you know, going to the outside. They already did the storm door. It's going to look great. I'm excited. And I love the fact that 10% off. And I love that it's a local family-owned company. It serves our entire region. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So what are you waiting for? Reach out to them today by going to emmonsroofing.com. Make sure you tell them I sent you. Upgrade your home with confidence and with 10% off with emmonsroofing.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
I don't know if this is exactly accurate in terms of this is Sherelle Parker actually leaking this or maybe just making a mistake on Twitter. I don't know. But her account, Sherelle Parker at People for Parker, she tweeted out the following just a moment ago. Proud to be back with so many leaders from across our region supporting Kamala Harris for president and Josh Shapiro, PA, for VP. We are one city, one region, one Commonwealth, united at PA Dems, at Philly Dems, and then a bunch of other people. So is that, did she just slip? Or was she just hoping that he's the pick for BP? I don't know, but that just happened just a few moments ago. So my buddy Scott Cofina sent me that. We'll find out. I want to welcome back to the show Brett Eagleson. He joined me years ago, and it's nice to have him back. Brett has been doing great work out there fighting for justice for the victims of 9/11, including his own father. He is president of 9/11 Justice. Brett, thank you for joining me in Philadelphia. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me back. Always great to come on.
So let's talk about Saudi Arabia here. I remember you came on my show years ago when the conversation was, why are pages of the 9/11 report regarding Saudi Arabia still classified to this day? That was years ago. And as far as I know, Brett, I think they still are. Are they not?
No, actually, they're not. What's a travesty here is that, you know, America and the mainstream media at large hasn't really picked up on it yet, but just a few days ago, literally 2 days ago, in federal court in Manhattan, 500 family members gathered, and for the first time, we were able to see troves of evidence, new videos, groundbreaking stuff about what the government of Saudi Arabia did. It's no longer an allegation, as far as I'm concerned. From what I saw the other day, it is without a doubt 100%. Saudi Arabia was complicit. I mean, I don't know if your viewers saw, but we had a video released of Omar el-Bayoumi, who the FBI confirmed was a Saudi intelligence asset. He was casing and filming the United States Capitol. It's an eerie video. 60 Minutes broke that story about 2 weeks ago. So we now know so much more from the few years ago that I talked to you. But make no mistake, it was from no help from the U.S. government. Everything we received was from the British government. So despite a presidential executive order by President Biden, which called upon the declassification of all 9/11 documents, we had to go to the British authorities, who in the days after 9/11 raided Omar el-Bayoumi's apartment, which is in Birmingham, England. So thankfully, we finally have that information. And 2 days ago, this was laid out in a court case in federal court.
Now, as we're listening to this, what is the significance of this guy casing the U.S. Capitol? And I watched it. I watched your interview with Jake Tapper on CNN. I watched the video. I talked about it on my show yesterday. But for people that have not had a chance to see it yet, what is the significance of this?
The guy who's filming the landmarks in Washington, D.C., and he's referring to the members of Congress as demons, and he's addressing his esteemed brothers and sisters, and he's saying that he's reporting live from Washington, D.C., he is casing the United States Capitol, because what he is doing was in the summer of 1999, when everybody has concluded that that is when al-Qaeda was selecting their targets. So the United States Capitol was supposed to be the intended target of the fourth plane, you know, the plane that went down in the Pennsylvania field by those heroes on that flight. That plane was destined for the U.S. Capitol building. So had it not been for those heroes on that plane, they could have quite frankly taken out our legislative branch of government that day. We now have the video evidence of Omar el-Bayoumi. Why is he significant? Well, Omar el-Bayoumi is somebody that our own FBI called a Saudi intelligence operative. And we now know, based on the information that we saw in court 2 days ago, that Omar el-Bayoumi was receiving orders from two senior Saudi government officials working in the Ministry of Islamic Affairs. So the kingdom, the Saudi Arabian's defense has always been, Omar el-Bayoumi, he was a nobody. He was a student. He was acting on his own. Well, we now know he was working for Saudi intelligence, he was receiving money from the Saudi government, and he was taking orders and reporting back to two Saudi government officials. That's all new, at least as far as the American public and the families are concerned, as of less than 48 hours ago.
It's remarkable. It really is remarkable. And the Saudi officials, we've always heard, and I know you've always believed this, Brett Eagleson, and a lot of people have, that Saudi really paid for this, right? I mean, everybody thinks about Osama bin Laden being a guy with a ton of cash, but that a lot of this was paid for by Saudi Arabia.
Well, they orchestrated the support network. So they put the players in place, and they used the U.S. embassies to do it. Now, it wasn't like the king of Saudi Arabia made a directive to say, let's go attack America. No, that's not exactly how it worked. That would be the stupidest thing that they can do. So what actually ended up happening was there were elements. There was a cancer within their government. And if you think about the Saudi government, there's these different ministries. There's the Ministry of War. There's the Ministry of Education. There's the Ministry of Islamic Affairs. It's almost akin to like the United States government. There's the State Department. There's the, you know, there's the DOJ. There's the SEC. There's all these departments in the United States. Well, Saudi Arabia has similar different elements, similar parts. Within that ministry was rooted with jihadi extremists, you know, Wahhabism, extremist people. And the Saudi government, the senior levels of the government knew that there was a cancer within that element of that government. And it was those folks and those bad actors and those really bad people that provided the support network and the logistics to ensure that those hijackers had a 100% chance of success. Al-Qaeda does nothing without being meticulously planned for, and they relied upon that Saudi government support network that was funneled and channeled resources to those hijackers using the Saudi embassies here in America.
Brett Eagleson, the attempts then to cover for Saudi Arabia by our government, is that because, to your point, you know, it's not like the king himself or the crown prince ordered this, that would be stupid, but it's because the people within their government were unaware that this was happening, that they were behind this, that the people within elements of their government were behind this? And has anything ever happened to those people? Has there been any justice from Saudi Arabia's perspective to say, hey, you know, you did this against the United States of America. They're our ally, they're our friend, and we got to hold you accountable for this?
No, and in fact, and that's what, you know, that's what we're pushing for as a group of family members. We are having, the only recourse we've been able to have is a civil lawsuit that's been pending now for around 20 years, and that's the lawsuit that I just mentioned that we were a part of, or that we just had a hearing on 2 days ago. But these individuals who I mentioned, Omar al-Bayoumi, Mossad al-Jara, Sudan and Sudairi, you know, without getting too much into the weeds, those individuals are still living. They're walking free in presumably the streets of Saudi Arabia somewhere. But we as an institution, we as family members are looking for justice from the kingdom. This is an issue where we've been thwarted on and pushed back upon from administration to administration. Make no mistake, there's blame to go all around, from Bush to Obama to Biden, Trump. And in a few short weeks, you know, a lot of your listeners are going to be the ones who decide who the next leader of our country is going to be for you know, the next 4 years. And in the coming weeks, we're going to demand clarity from both candidates as to where they stand in helping the 9/11 families. Is Trump really going to put America first? Or is Vice President Harris going to actually do something with the evidence that her administration unearthed? So we need a candidate who's finally ready to have the guts, should I say, to allow transparency to come through and give these families justice. And, you know, when that happens, I hope we can come back and share with you which candidate it is that's going to stand by our side.
Define that for me, Brett Eagleson. Define what that justice is that you and the other 9/11 families are looking for here vis-a-vis Saudi Arabia's role.
So, you know, as I've said, we are suing the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. They fought us tooth and nail. 2 days ago, they tried to get their lawsuit against them dismissed yet again. They tried once already and they failed. We want the kingdom to own up to it, to fess up to it. We want the government of Saudi Arabia to give us vindication. You know, it was elements within their government that 30 years ago, 25 years ago at this point, conspired to funnel and channel resources. And without that support network, without the Saudi government's help, 9/11 would have had a 0% chance of success. My dad would have still been alive today, as well as thousands of other Americans. We want the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia to admit their role in helping those hijackers.
Do you think that there were any advance warnings by Saudi Arabia prior to 9/11?
No. I mean, if there were, our government certainly didn't act on them. But there was never any indication. In fact, you know, the Saudi government, our government has criticized the Saudi government for not cooperating with us prior to 9/11. Even after 9/11, the Saudi government didn't cooperate with us. They didn't cooperate with us until 2003, when Al-Qaeda started targeting targets within the country of Saudi Arabia. So Saudi Arabia lit the fuse, and they sort of walked away. And they lit the fuse, meaning that they created this radical form of Islam. And they called, the elements within their government called upon this jihad against the West and the United States and Israel. And they did nothing about it. And it wasn't a concern for them until areas and locations in their own country were being hit by Al-Qaeda.
So the United States of America under President George W. Bush goes to war with Iraq, but Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. And meanwhile, nothing happened to Saudi Arabia, not even in terms of us even just publicly accusing them as a nation, let alone, I mean, not saying we wanted to attack them, but I mean, there wasn't even a public accusation or anything.
That's exactly right. And in fact, you know, 2 days ago in court, I heard the Saudi lawyers stand up. And by the way, these are American lawyers paid by Saudi Arabia, so shame on them. But, you know, they've been milking Saudi Arabia for the past 23 years, you know, at rates of close to probably $1,500 to $2,000 an hour. But all I heard them say 2 days ago was 9/11 Commission, 9/11 Commission, 9/11 Commission. And that's what Saudi Arabia has said for the past 20 years, is they look to this 9/11 Commission as some sort of faux exoneration. The 9/11 Commission never exonerated them, and it's really, really important. This is probably the most important point that I want to make today, is the 9/11 Commission ended in 2004, and that was based on the evidence and the information that was given to them. Well, Operation Encore, which is the secret FBI investigations that we're citing in court, didn't start until 2006. It started 2 years after the conclusion of the 9/11 Commission, and it went for over a decade. The video that we were just talking about that aired on 60 Minutes, nobody saw that video publicly. Not even the 9/11 Commission saw that video. So nobody saw that video. Everything we talked about in court, I listened to 7 hours of testimony, and I saw references to thousands of pages of documents. Everything was subsequent post 9/11 Commission. So, you know, the kingdom really needs to change their story here, because relying upon the findings of the 9/11 Commission is not a good strategy, because as far as we're concerned, the 9/11 Commission is null and void at this point.
Brett Eagleson, I appreciate your work on this. We look forward to having you back on the show very soon to tell us which candidate your organization is going with. President of 9/11 Justice, you can follow Brett, and you should, on Twitter at Eagleson Brett and 911justice.org. Thanks for your efforts on this, Brett. It's important, and hopefully we get all the answers and we get the truth. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, as we continue along the show here today, Dr. Wilfred Riley is going to join us a little bit later in the show. I do want to thank my great friends at Cherry Hill Volvo for their incredible support. You know, we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. The Zeoli family car is the Volvo XC90. So that is the car I recommend highly. I've driven all the Volvos, and I love them all in their own unique, special ways. But having a large family and having that third row is key. Plus, it's got a ton of power, it's got a ton of luxury, and it's also the safest 7-passenger SUV on the road, bar none. So there's no question about it. And you can also have the XC90 right now with over $13,000 in savings for qualified customers. That's right, $13,000 in savings. It's also the 2024 model year sell down at Cherry Hill Volvo. They're making space for the 2025 models. Perfect time to get there. There's a little bit of a renovation going on, long overdue, and there's road construction going on. So to make it up to you, Judith Krupnik, my dear friend, they're doubling down on their promotions and their incentives, doubling down on their already aggressive incentives to give you the absolute best and most amazing customer experience and the biggest savings, bar none. From $13,000 and more in savings on the Volvo XC90 to the 2024 model year sell down. Now, part of the reason why I love Cherry Hill Volvo is because they are a studio sponsor, as I mentioned. So they stand with us. In the age of cancel culture, you're not going to find another Volvo dealership out there, or any other dealership for that matter, that is our studio sponsor. We broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. We're grateful for that because it matters. It really does. So please show them the same support. They're right on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. They're minutes over the bridge. No matter which Volvo dealership is closest to your house, remember, they're not the one that sponsors our show and sponsors our studio. That's Cherry Hill Volvo. So take advantage of the model year 2024 sell down. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
I had coffee with a buddy of mine, Bob Healy, who ran for Congress in South Jersey. His family, they build yachts. They're Viking yachts. They're fantastic boats. I don't own a yacht, but they're beautiful boats. And they're a hardworking family-owned business. They've been a Jersey business for a long, long time. Anyway, it was good to catch up with him. He told me something I didn't realize. And then I saw a story on Fox News a few hours later after that. So do you know that right now, NOAA, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric, blah, 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 blah. Do you know that they're planning to propose right now speed limits on boats? That's right. Now, the ocean has typically always belonged to the people. The waterways have always belonged to the people. The left has always tried for the longest time to claim that they own the waterways. In fact, there was even something years ago called WOTUS, the Waters of the United States, which was the attempt by the Obama administration to literally regulate water in your backyard under the idea that, well, it's the Finding Nemo rule. All drains lead to the ocean, kid. And they had to regulate all those things. But now they are trying to crack down on by implementing speedboat limits on boats. Why, you ask? To save the endangered right whale. Ironically enough, the right whale, which is very much endangered, is dying. Not because of boats. In fact, most boats have all kinds of detection that they're able to figure out if there's a whale. No, they're dying because of the windmills. They're dying because of the wind turbines and the sonar mapping that's being done. But the government wants to achieve two things. Number one, they want to avoid accountability for the wind turbines killing the right whale, which is going to lead to their extinction, which is why the Save the Right Whale group has come out and they have not proposed speed limits on boats. They have said, stop with the windmills. Stop it. Stop with these turbines. Number two is, of course, the left wants to go after anything that has an engine. And so boats, even yachts, sailboats, they all have engines. You need them. It's important. There's no wind. Need an engine. That's their next thing they want to do. So I found this fascinating how they want to put in these federal speed limits on water. And then they also, the other thing they want to do is they want to start coming up with areas where you can't have boats under the guise that those are ecological sanctuaries, so you can't have boats there. And it'll be a direct attack on the boating industry. And I know it's fun to think about boating as a recreational thing, but there are a lot of people that make their living building boats, servicing boats. So those jobs could absolutely be under attack if you get Kamala Harris in there as president. So we'll talk more about that next week, but I wanted to bring that to your attention. Jamie Dimon wrote a piece in the Washington Post today, "The next president must restore our faith in America. The country needs a leader who is committed to reaffirming our special role in the world." If you ask me, Jamie Dimon, I think deep down inside, knows that the best thing for this economy would be Donald Trump. The Dow is getting crushed today, down 600 points today, and it's not good. Not good at all. I have this clip for you. So Josh Shapiro, this is very interesting. Shapiro's hitting back now at J.D. Vance. Now, Shapiro is trying so bad. And I don't know if he's really the pick. I don't know if that Sherelle Parker tweet is real. I don't know if she made a mistake. I don't know if it's even really her account. I don't know. And I won't believe anything until the actual announcement is made. The announcement's being made in Philadelphia on Tuesday. It's probably going to be Josh Shapiro, I would imagine. If it is, then the Democrats are going to have to answer for the sexual harassment allegation of his office and the big cover-up. I'll get into that with you in more detail throughout the show. But here's Josh Shapiro hitting back at total phony baloney J.D. Vance. I don't know. Do we have audio of this, Matt? Is it audio or is it a statement that was put out?
I do have audio. I haven't listened to it yet. I'm hoping Josh Shapiro doesn't curse. Normally,
I hope he does.
No, I haven't censored
it. Come on.
All right. Well, I'll just keep my finger over the dump.
Come on, Governor. Drop a curse word. Show us what a man you are.
He says
show us what an alpha you are.
He says the S word constantly now.
Yeah. It's, he thinks he's a tough guy. He's like, yeah, look at me. I said S. I said A. I'm tough, right? Kamala, call me. Kamala, it's Josh again. Hey, I heard you coming to Philly on Tuesday. I'll be around. You want to hang out? Want to grab lunch? Just kidding. Do you need me on the stage with you? I'm just wondering. I'm just planning my day. Just want to know. No pressure.
Please pick me because I already told Sherelle Parker it was happening.
Yeah, I told Sherelle Parker and she tweeted it out, so now you have to pick me. Maybe that's what happened. Oh, maybe that's what happened. So maybe Sherelle Parker got a phone call from the governor going, hey, Sherelle, between you and me, I'm the VP pick and you can tweet it out. And she was like, really? Yeah. And she put it out there. And then Josh Shapiro called Kamala and was like, I had no idea why she did that. This is awkward. But you should definitely pick me now because now everybody thinks you're picking me. How weird would that be? Am I right? You'd embarrass the mayor, too. And so call me. Hey, Kamala, it's me, Josh, again. Just wondering what time you need me in Philly at the rally. Schedule's clear, but filling up fast. I'm in high demand. Got other people looking at me for VP besides you, just saying. So, it's like that desperate guy who just keeps calling the girl and stalking her. And then, you know, there's other girls who want to go on dates with me, right? You know that. You're not the only one. But that said, if you're not doing anything Saturday night or you're busy Saturday, what about Friday? Okay, Sunday, day date? No? All right. Okay. Well, if something changes, just know I'm in high demand, but otherwise I'll be home watching Game of Thrones. Again. Take a listen.
Question. Governor, J.D. Vance just said this about you, and these are his words. Quote, he compared you to a really bad impression of Barack Obama. What
is that what he said? That's great. I love how we get the real-time quotes here. I mean, look, I don't know. Barack Obama was probably our most gifted orator of my time, so it's kind of a weird insult, I guess. But look.
Stop it. Stop it. He's making the point because you go out there and you yell like you're Barack Obama, even though you're not from the South, you're not a black preacher, and you go out there and you're like, I told God himself to pick Kamala Harris. It's like, stop. Stop, stop. You're trying too hard. You're not Barack Obama. That's why he said it, all right? It's not a compliment. When somebody says you're a low rent or you're a lesser version of something, that's not a compliment, all right? Again, if a woman calls you up and is like, I just want to be friends, that's not a compliment. That's not something you should go, wow, she wants to be my friend. I am definitely marrying this woman. No, that's not how it works, all right? Keep going.
I'll say this about J.D. Vance. It is real hard being honest with the American people when you're not being honest with yourself.
Ooh.
J.D. Vance is a total phony baloney. He is the most inorganic candidate I think I have ever seen on the national stage.
Did you say phony baloney?
He doesn't know what he believes. And that is why it is impossible for him to articulate a coherent message to the American people, because he doesn't believe it. This guy is not exactly off to a good start. And it is clear that Donald Trump really has buyer's remorse with his pick. So if he wants to sling insults in my direction, which I'm not even sure is an insult, let him do it. That's fine. Bring it on. I'll be ready for whatever the hell J.D. Vance throws my direction.
Thanks, Trump, everybody. He said hell. That's kind of a swear word.
Do we count that?
We can count it.
All right.
But he also said phony baloney. So maybe he got the memo, like, tone it down a little bit, dude. Like, you always have that wingman who calls you up and is like, you're trying a little too hard here. So maybe we tone it down with the, you know, I'm going to say J.D. Vance is full of S. Nope. I'll try something a little softer. Phony baloney. There you go. Can I say hell? All right, fine. You can say hell. All right. You can say hell. But when he calls you a bad impression of Barack Obama, that's not a compliment. Just so you know, it's like when I say the lesser Cuomo, I'm not trying to build up Chris Cuomo. That's not a compliment. I want to make that point very clear. All right, and that's our big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Venaria. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VANARIA, VenariaDental.com, with two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see him today. Dr. Wilfred Riley joins me next. New polling showing Donald Trump is doing really, really well, especially when you factor in this. And bad day in the market today. What effect will that have on the election? Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
I had coffee with a buddy of mine, Bob Healy, who ran for Congress in South Jersey. His family, they built yachts. Viking yachts, they're fantastic boats. I don't own a yacht, but they're beautiful boats. And they're a hardworking family-owned business. They've been a Jersey business for a long, long time. Anyway, it was good to catch up with him. He told me something I didn't realize. And then I saw a story on Fox News a few hours later after that. So do you know that right now, NOAA, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric, blah, 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 blah. Do you know that they're planning to propose right now speed limits on boats? That's right. Now, the ocean has typically always belonged to the people. The waterways have always belonged to the people. The left has always tried for the longest time to claim that they own the waterways. In fact, there was even something years ago called WOTUS, the Waters of the United States, which was the attempt by the Obama administration to literally regulate water in your backyard under the idea that, well, it's the Finding Nemo rule. All drains lead to the ocean, kid, and they had to regulate all those things. But now they are trying to crack down on by implementing speedboat limits on boats. Why, you ask? To save the endangered right whale. Ironically enough, the right whale, which is very much endangered, is dying not because of boats. In fact, most boats have all kinds of detection that they're able to figure out if there's a whale. No, they're dying because of the windmills. They're dying because of the wind turbines and the sonar mapping that's being done. But the government wants to achieve two things. Number one, they want to avoid accountability for the wind turbines killing the right whale, which is going to lead to their extinction, which is why the Save the Right Whale group has come out and they have not proposed speed limits on boats. They have said, stop with the windmills. Stop it. Stop with these turbines. Number two is, of course, the left wants to go after anything that has an engine. And so boats, even yachts, sailboats, they all have engines. You need them. It's important. There's no wind. You need an engine. That's their next thing they want to do. So I found this fascinating how they want to put in these federal speed limits on water. And then they also, the other thing they want to do is they want to start coming up with areas where you can't have boats under the guise that those are ecological sanctuaries. So you can't have boats there. And it'll be a direct attack on the boating industry. And I know it's fun to think about boating as a recreational thing, but there are a lot of people that make their living building boats, servicing boats. So those jobs could absolutely be under attack if you get Kamala Harris in there as president. So we'll talk more about that next week, but I wanted to bring that to your attention. Jamie Dimon wrote a piece in the Washington Post today. The next president must restore our faith in America. The country needs a leader who is committed to reaffirming our special role in the world. If you ask me, Jamie Dimon, I think deep down inside, knows that the best thing for this economy would be Donald Trump. The Dow is getting crushed today, down 600 points today, and it's not good, not good at all. I have this clip for you. So Josh Shapiro, this is very interesting. Shapiro's hitting back now at J.D. Vance. Now, Shapiro is trying so bad. And I don't know if he's really the pick. I don't know if that Sherelle Parker tweet is real. I don't know if she made a mistake. I don't know if it's even really her account. I don't know. And I won't believe anything until the actual announcement is made. The announcement's being made in Philadelphia on Tuesday. It's probably going to be Josh Shapiro, I would imagine. If it is, then the Democrats are going to have to answer for the sexual harassment allegation of his office and the big cover up. I'll get into that with you in more detail throughout the show. But here's Josh Shapiro hitting back at total phony baloney J.D. Vance. I don't know. Do we have audio of this, Matt? Is it audio or is it a statement that was put out?
I do have audio. I haven't listened to it yet. I'm hoping Josh Shapiro doesn't curse. Normally,
I hope he does.
No, I haven't censored
it. Come
on. All right. Well, I'll just keep my finger over the dump.
Come on, Governor. Drop a curse word. Show us what a man you are.
He says.
Show us what an alpha you are.
He says the S word constantly now.
Yeah. He thinks he's a tough guy. He's like, yeah, look at me. I said S. I said A. I'm tough, right? Kamala, call me. Kamala, it's Josh again. Hey, I heard you coming to Philly on Tuesday. I'll be around. You want to hang out? Want to grab lunch? Just kidding. Do you need me on the stage with you? I'm just wondering. I'm just planning my day. Just want to know. No pressure.
Please pick me because I already told Sherelle Parker it was happening.
Yeah, I told Sherelle Parker and she tweeted it out. So now you have to pick me. Maybe that's what happened. Oh, maybe that's what happened. So maybe Sherelle Parker got a phone call from the governor going, hey, Sherelle, between you and me, I'm the VP pick, and you can tweet it out. And she was like, really? Yeah. And she put it out there. And then Josh Shapiro called Kamala and was like, I had no idea why she did that. This is awkward. But you should definitely pick me now because now everybody thinks you're picking me. How weird would that be? Am I right? You'd embarrass the mayor, too. And so call me. Hey, Kamala, it's me, Josh, again. Just wondering what time you need me in Philly at the rally. Schedule's clear, but filling up fast. I'm in high demand. Got other people looking at me for VP besides you, just saying. So, it's like that desperate guy who just keeps calling the girl and stalking her. And then, you know, there's other girls who want to go on dates with me, right? You know that. You're not the only one. But that said, if you're not doing anything Saturday night or you're busy Saturday, what about Friday? Okay, Sunday, day date? No? All right. Okay. Well, if something changes, just know I'm in high demand, but otherwise I'll be home watching Game of Thrones again. Take a listen.
Question. Governor, J.D. Vance just said this about you, and these are his words. Quote, he compared you to a really bad impression of Barack Obama. What
is that what he said? That's great. I love how we get the real-time quotes here. I mean, look, I don't know. Barack Obama was probably our most gifted orator of my time, so it's kind of a weird insult, I guess. But look.
Stop it. Stop it. He's making the point because you go out there and you yell like you're Barack Obama, even though you're not from the South, you're not a black preacher, and you go out there and you're like, I told God himself to pick Kamala Harris. It's like, stop. Stop. You're trying too hard. You're not Barack Obama. That's why he said it. All right. It's not a compliment. When somebody says you're a low rent or you're a lesser version of something, that's not a compliment. All right. Again, if a woman calls you up and is like, I just want to be friends, that's not a comp. Like, that's not something you should go, wow, she wants to be my friend. I am definitely marrying this woman. No, that's not how it works. All right. Keep going.
I'll say this about J.D. Vance. It is real hard being honest with the American people when you're not being honest with yourself.
Ooh.
J.D. Vance
Ooh.
Is a total phony baloney. He is the most inorganic candidate I think I have ever seen on the national stage.
Did you say phony baloney?
He doesn't know what he believes. And that is why it is impossible for him to articulate a coherent message to the American people, because he doesn't believe it. This guy is not exactly off to a good start. And it is clear that Donald Trump really has buyer's remorse with his pick. So if he wants to sling insults in my direction, which I'm not even sure is an insult, let him do it. That's fine. Bring it on. I'll be ready for whatever the hell J.D. Vance throws my direction.
Trump, he said hell. He said hell. That's kind of a swear word.
Do we count that?
We can count it.
All right.
But he also said phony baloney. So maybe he got the memo, like, tone it down a little bit, dude. Now, you always have that wingman who calls you up and is like, you're trying a little too hard here. So maybe we tone it down with the, you know, I'm going to say J.D. Vance is full of S. Nope, nope. I'll try something a little softer. Phony baloney. There you go. There you go. Can I say hell? All right, fine. You can say hell. All right. You can say hell. But when he calls you a bad impression of Barack Obama, that's not a compliment. Just so you know, it's like when I say the lesser Cuomo, I'm not trying to build up Chris Cuomo. That's not a compliment. I want to make that point very clear. All right, and that's our big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, with two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see him today. Dr. Wilfred Riley joins me next. New polling showing Donald Trump is doing really, really well, especially when you factor in this. And bad day in the market today. What effect will that have on the election? Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.